In the heart of Africa, where the sun kissed the earth and the rhythm of life danced through vibrant towns, there existed a small village known as Sira. This was a place where people thrived in camaraderie and community, gathering in their mosque for prayers and celebrations alike. But the tranquility of Sira would soon be shattered, forever altering the lives of its inhabitants. NNTHE. Surrounding region had witnessed rising tensions over the years, a strife ignited by historical conflicts, resource disputes, and external influences. As factions began to emerge, the delicate fabric of Sira began to unravel. The villagers were well aware of the underlying threats, but they remained steadfast in their faith, believing that tolerance and understanding could overcome hatred. N.N. Ibrahim Traoré was a young man who epitomized this belief. He was a local teacher, known for his kindness and wisdom, guiding the children of Sira with stories of peace and unity. His voice was soothing, and his presence brought comfort to many. However, as fear gripped Sira, even Ibrahim found it challenging to maintain his optimistic outlook. N.N. Fateful Friday, as the call to prayer echoed through the village, the mosque was filled with worshippers. It was a vibrant scene, with families gathered, donning their finest clothes, sharing smiles and greetings with one another. Ibrahim stood at the front, leading the congregation with a beautiful recitation from the Quran, his voice filled with sincerity and hope. As the prayers concluded, the atmosphere shifted ominously. Loud explosion shattered the peace, shaking the very foundation of the mosque. Panic erupted as villagers scrambled for safety, the air thick with dust and cries of children. Ibrahim's heart raced as he instinctively moved toward the chaos, hoping to help his community amidst the terror that had now unfolded. In the aftermath, what emerged was a scene of horror. Armed militants, intent on spreading their ideology through violence, had stormed the mosque, firing indiscriminately at the gathering. The sight was unimaginable, the vibrant colors of the villagers' clothing now mixed with the dark harshness of a scene best left to nightmares. Ibrahim rushed to assist the injured, applying makeshift bandages made from torn fabric, comforting those who lost families, and finding strength. Even as he felt his own heart breaking, amidst the turmoil, news spread like wildfire. Windows were shattered, homes stood silent, and the earth soaked in tragedy. Ibrahim, mourning alongside his friends and neighbors, vowed not to let this act of violence extinguish the light of compassion and understanding. He believed that they could rebuild their community, transforming the pain into a force for unity. Days turned into weeks, and as the village mourned the loss of its loved ones, a sense of resilience began to blossom in Sira. In response to the massacre, Ibrahim organized gatherings to honor the memories of the victims, creating spaces for dialogue on forgiveness and healing. He invited leaders from neighboring villages to share their reflections, emphasizing that violent acts could not define them. NNTHE Mosque itself became a symbol of resilience. Rather than a site of despair, it transformed into a sanctuary, where stories of hope flourished alongside grief. Ibrahim encouraged the youth to take up arms, metaphorical weapons of education and peace, to combat the poison of hatred that spread like wildfire. In time, neighboring communities began to take notice of Ibrahim's efforts. They admired how he turned the wound of the massacre into a rallying cry for peace. People came from far and wide to learn about his message of unity, and slowly, the shadows of fear lifted from Sira. What had once been a village divided began to come together, unified in their collective desire for a brighter future. Ibrahim became a beacon of hope, advocating for educational programs in the region that would teach the new generation about empathy, respect, and understanding differences. His teachings, rooted in the very core of their Diverse ancestral beliefs emphasized the significance of coexistence, drawing on the wisdom of living harmoniously with one another. In Na's years past, Sira not only healed from its wounds but flourished. They constructed a larger mosque that stood tall, a monument to their endurance, and a reminder of their commitment against hatred. Within its walls, laughter and stories echoed, with children learning not just their prayers but also the importance of community, the value of understanding one's neighbor, and the beauty of diversity. N months turned into years, and Ibrahim's impact extended beyond Sira. He began to travel, addressing gatherings in other villages and embarking on conferences that connected individuals from every corner of the continent. His voice, once merely a whisper in the winds of Sira, rippled across borders, inspiring a movement for peace against violence. In Na's, he stood before a large crowd, sharing snippets of their healing journey. One could feel the weight of his message reverberate in every heart. We may have lost many, but their memories are the foundation of our strength. In our unity, we discover our purpose. In our love, we find our healing. NNTHE Mosque Massacre, while a tragedy that struck fear and loss into the hearts of many, led to a resurgence of hope that spread like wildfire, echoing across the vast savannas. Ibrahim Traoré's legacy became a testament that amidst the darkness, it is love and understanding that will light the path toward a brighter tomorrow. Through storytelling, the echoes of pain were replaced with songs of peace, resonating throughout the ages. And today, the story of Ibrahim Traoré continues to inspire countless individuals, reminding everyone that in moments of despair, one can rise, not merely to survive but to ensure that love and compassion prevail. It's a testament to the power of collective resilience, where tragedy transforms into a testament, echoing the age-old proverb, "It takes a village to raise its children," and in unity, we find our strength.